So this has been talked about for a while, the reunion of you two. Where were you, Jason, when you got the phone call?
Dev actually hit me up. He FaceTimed me. I was just like, hey, what you doing? I was just like, working out, blah, blah, blah. And it was just like, welcome to the Patriots. I was like, the heck are you talking about? And he was just like, I just talked to Bill. Like, we just traded for you. And I thought he was kidding around and went on Twitter and everything. And that's how it happened.
So after you FaceTimed your brother, who called mom?
I did. I FaceTimed my mom, and she just started screaming. She was so happy. I think partly because she's always up here. She sees, like, the success I've had and wishes that for him.
Well, she lives 3 hours away, and she claims she's coming to every training camp practice, so I don't know.
Did she say that?
Yeah, how the logistics of that's going to work out. But she was asking me, what number are you going to wear? I got to hurry up and get jerseys and all of that.
Everyone in our family's trying to just get a little piece of it. We're just going to enjoy that ride.
Yeah, make sure Dev pays for all the tickets. He's the one with the big contract.
You guys played together growing up. You played together at Rutgers in college. And how special is it that it came at this point of your lives and at this point of your career?
We've kind of both blazed our own trails, and now to come together and mesh it and see what we can do together, I think it'll be kind of exciting to see what comes of it.
If anything goes wrong, it's his fault, because this was already going well before he came.
You've been apart for those 10 years. How has each other changed?
I had told my mom, I was in the training room, and one of the ART guys, Hari, came up to me and started talking to me. He was like, you must be Jason. And he was just like, you can't be Dev, because as soon as Dev walks in the training room, he's the loudest guy in the room. So I guess that's one of the things that's continued to stay the same. He definitely still talks too much. I think now it's just really cool to be there on a daily basis for us to finish workouts and me to go back to his house and hang out with his newborn son and his daughter and his wife and just be able to have that type of bond that we've been missing. This will, I guess, be the first time we've spent holidays together in 9 years, so it's just a different dynamic.
You know, when you're 10, 11 years old playing Pop Warner football, you dream to be in this type of position, and doing it together now is like the ultimate kind of ending. Well, I don't want to say ending because we want to keep playing, but it's a great part in our careers, I think.
Jason, Devin is pretty established. You're a captain, a veteran. Do you feel any pressure to live up to that McCourty name?
And 1 year, I'll never be able to do the things that he's been able to do throughout his career here. So I don't think I'm trying to live up to that. But I am trying to show, hey, like, I can play football too. Like, hey, I'm a leader in my own right, and I can do these things. So that's the pressure I deal with, of just kind of living up to my own name and showing who I can be. One of the first things my wife said to me when the trade and everything went down was just savor and enjoy it.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, we usually don't spend much time together throughout the year, a couple times in off season. And then this weekend, you know, his whole family went back to Nashville, and I'm like, dang, Jay and the kids aren't coming over this weekend. And you kind of fall back in the routine of, you know, growing up with somebody, like he said, just savoring each moment and enjoying it no matter, you know, what happens. This will still be an incredible season for us, but it will definitely be better winning games.
Should we expect anything new and exciting out of this joint Twitter account and Instagram account now that you two are together all the time?
I don't know. I feel like the way we answer that could get us in trouble with Coach Belichick. So I'm going to just say we're going to continue to engage our social media.
That was a great answer.
That's why I've been here for a while. He has no comment.
You'll teach him that.
Yeah, no comment. Stay in that lane.